America's Challenge is down to one. Aluminum Overcast visits upstate South Carolina. And Houston prepares to welcome Embry-Riddle. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, October 12th, 2010. As of our deadline, there was still one team aloft in the America's Challenge gas balloon competition that got underway at about midnight Saturday morning at Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of the six balloons that launched, one was hit by gunfire at about 800 feet AGL near Plainview, Texas, Saturday evening. Troy Bradley and Shane Robinson made a precautionary landing after taking damage and were not injured. Robinson said the Swisher County Sheriff's deputies made an arrest, and the FBI and FAA have been notified. All but one of the others has landed safely as I write this. Team 3, Albuquerque's own Barbara Fricke and Peter Cuneo, were over Detroit, having logged more than 1,300 miles. Check aero-news.net for updates during the day today. EAA's aluminum overcast, the B-17G, is visiting Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina today and tomorrow. The plane is part of EAA's 2010 Salute to Veterans National Tour. B-17s are one of the best-known aircraft types of the World War II era. The plane received the nickname Flying Fortress from a Seattle reporter who commented on its defensive firepower. The final production model, the B-17G, was produced in larger quantities, 8,860, than any previous B-17 model. Today, fewer than 100 B-17 airframes exist, fewer than 15 in flyable condition. Self-guided ground tours will be offered today and tomorrow in Greenville from 2 to 5 p.m. The cost is $5 per adult, $15 per family, or free for active military and veterans. Half-hour flight missions will be available. Proceeds will help EAA keep aluminum overcast flying and assist in continuing its restoration, maintenance, and preservation. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University has reportedly narrowed its list of potential sites for a third residential campus down to two cities, one of them being a location near Houston's Ellington Airport. The Houston Chronicle reports Embry-Riddle President John Johnson will tour the Ellington area today. Economic development leaders say they will be extremely aggressive in selling the Houston area. Embry-Riddle has about 5,000 students at its main campus in Daytona Beach, Florida, 1,700 more in Prescott, Arizona. It also has agreements for instruction at more than 170 other educational institutions in the U.S. and abroad, with a total enrollment of over 34,000, according to its website. The other site under consideration is in Rockford, Illinois, northwest of Chicago. The school's plans call for a 60,000-square-foot academic center with classrooms, labs, and housing, and a hangar. School officials say the new campus could be home to 1 to 2,000 students within 5 years. Up next on ANN, training to fly the AS-350 just got less expensive. India evaluates the T-6C trainer, and Group 3 Aviation opens in Anchorage. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has granted approval to simulator vendor CAE to deliver the pilot training ground school for the Eurocopter AS-350 helicopter through a CAE Simfinity e-learning program. The system will enable pilots to reduce their time at the training center for both initial and recurrent training. Pilots who complete the AS-350 e-learning program will go through a brief pre-simulator review and qualification exam, then proceed to training sessions in the CAE 3000 series helicopter mission simulator at CAE's training location in Phoenix, Arizona. Instructor-led classroom training will not be required. CAE's Jeff Roberts explains, quote, "This new helicopter e-learning approach will provide highly effective training and help lower operators' costs by reducing pilots' time spent away from their base," unquote. Find out more at CAE.com. The Indian Air Force yesterday began an evaluation of Hawker Beechcraft's T-6C military trainer at Air Force Station Jamnagar in India. HBC is competing for a contract that specifies an initial purchase of 75 aircraft and options for follow-on orders that could eventually exceed 100. HBC President for U.S. and International Government Business, Jim Maslowski, commented, quote, "The T-6C offers the Indian Air Force the world's most proven and cost-effective training system. It accommodates instruction and instrument flight procedures and basic aerial maneuvers, and, including its predecessors, the T-6A and T-6B, has accounted for more than 640 deliveries worldwide," unquote. The T-6C is being considered as a replacement for India's HPT-32 Deepak 2 trainer. The evaluations will include flights by IAF test and instructor pilots and a demonstration of the T-6C's maintainability. Group 3 Aviation, based in Van Nuys, California, is opening a new helicopter flight training and commercial service facility in Anchorage, Alaska on Saturday. Included will be a Part 141 flight training facility and Part 135 charter service, with Part 133 external load certification pending. Hours this Saturday will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Group 3 Aviation Alaska will offer training in the Schweitzer 300 CBI and Robinson R-44 and offer local aerial photo services through Indy Aerials LLC. Financing, GI education benefits, and Part 135 services are also planned. Group 3 VP Claudia Herrera assures customers, quote, "The new facilities will provide the same expertise and dedication our customers have grown to expect, whether it's attending flight school or utilizing Group 3's commercial aerial services," unquote. Still ahead, NASA honors three of its own. A symposium features experts on life elsewhere in the universe. And this satellite stuff must be getting cheaper. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Three employees of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, were recipients of the 2010 Robert H. Goddard Award for Science. The award was bestowed in a September 8th ceremony upon Matt Greenhouse, Randy Kimball, and Alexander Moiseev for outstanding work in sciences. Greenhouse and Kimball are working on the James Webb Space Telescope. Greenhouse has served as project scientist since 1997, while Kimball is currently the integration and test project scientist. Moiseev is a lead scientist for the Fermi Space Telescope's Large Area Telescope Anti-Coincidence Detector. The award's namesake, Robert Hutchings Goddard, was a rocket pioneer. In 1926, his first liquid-fuel rocket was launched in Auburn, Massachusetts. As his work grew larger, he had to relocate to New Mexico before eventually heading back to Washington as Chief of Naval Research on jet-propelled planes. There have been 112 recipients of the award since 1961. World-renowned scientists will address past, present, and future activities in the search for signs of life in the universe at a NASA symposium this Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern at the Lockheed Martin Global Vision Center in Crystal City, Virginia. Scientists from NASA and around the world are celebrating a half century of astrobiology, the study of the origin, evolution, distribution, and future of life in the universe. George Washington University in Washington consults with NASA in this arena and helped organize the speakers for the symposium. You can find out more about the event and the list of speakers in the text version of this story, dated October 11th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, back when Telstar first made satellite transmission of transatlantic phone calls possible, it was really expensive to do that. Who would have guessed back then It would one day be cheaper to relay data from one satellite through other satellites on the way to the ground than through infrastructure on the surface of the Earth. The European Space Agency has awarded a contract worth about $7 million to ComDev Europe for the development of SBSat, or Swift Broadband for Satellite. It will allow satellites in low Earth orbit, which currently have to store their data till they make a 10-minute pass over a ground station, the ability to deliver their data in a more timely manner through Inmarsat's geostationary constellation. Up till now, satellite operators have had to invest in expensive ground segment infrastructure, or lease dedicated facilities, in order to communicate with their spacecraft for just a short period a few times a day. With SBSat, the delivery system will look more like the way airline passengers get phone calls, 24/7, with data speeds approaching a half megabit per second. A demonstration of the technology should be complete in about 2 years. Scientists say that by then it may even be possible to conduct uninterrupted phone calls on an iPhone 4. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part one of a long talk with EAA's new president, Rod Hightower tells me the story of his start in aviation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.